Hare Krishna. Radha Govinda asks, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we have many Ashtaka Stutis and different stotras composed by different saints and acharyas like Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra, Radha Sahasranam Stotra, and so on. My question is, what is the practical value of these Nam Stotras in our spiritual lives? Why and when should they be chanted and in what mood? Yes, there are different stotras. Some are Nam Stotras, others are prayers, others describe Krishna's Leela or pastimes. They're all different types of Sankirtan, loud chanting of the Lord's names, qualities, and pastimes. Amongst the stotras, the Nam Stotras are considered to be the best because Krishna's name is considered to be the most empowered form of devotional service and most empowered types of Sankirtan that Vaishnavas perform. So even better than, for instance, Leela Sankirtan is Nam Sankirtan. And so by chanting these different names, different devotees have a affinity for different names of the Lord that they like to chant. And those names from which they get the greatest taste, Sanatana Goswami says, those are the best names for them. So if someone is attached to chanting Chaitanya Sahasranam or other names, then they can do so. When? Well, at a prescribed time that they work into their sadhana or routine, and they can get information about this from senior Vaishnavas or their spiritual masters about how to actually incorporate this into part of their sadhana if it is something that's not part of the sadhana. And of course the mood is always a mood of emotion. If it becomes just something of a duty or some mechanical thing that they do, that's also good. But the idea being is that devotees are very attached or attracted to that. So therefore, they do that chanting in a very inspirational and loving mood or affectionate mood towards the Lord. All of these are there for the benefit and transcendental pleasure of Vaishnavas. Obviously, there's more things there than we can avail ourselves of, even if we did it 24 hours a day. But it's good to know of them. It's sometimes good to do these occasionally, even if one only does them once. But if one simply just chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra instead of these Nam Stotras, then one will get equal or more benefit. And of course the benefit that one gets from chanting these Nam Stotras is the benefit one gets from chanting Hare Krishna. It benefits oneself by purification of heart, and it also benefits others. Hare Krishna.